1390 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
From ABC News, I'm Mark Remillard. ABC News learning more about former President Trump's apparent lack of response as his supporters stormed the U.S. Capitol on January 6, 3 years ago. Sources telling ABC News about testimony from former White House aide Nick Luna, who told investigators that when Trump was informed that his vice president, Mike Pence, had to be evacuated from the Capitol, Trump replied, quote, "So what?" Questions remain about what caused part of an Alaska Airlines plane to break open mid-flight on Friday.
This airplane was only 2 months old, so probably not a materiel failure, probably something on the shop floor when the airplane was being put together. Did somebody do something improperly? Was there improper supervision?
ABC News aviation consultant Steve Ganyard, the plane nevertheless landed safely. The U.S. southern border seeing a drop in illegal crossings coming a little more than a week after Biden administration officials met with Mexico to increase cooperation. This is ABC News. U.S. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin remains hospitalized at Walter Reed Medical Center as questions remain about why the White House and Congress were kept in the dark about it. Austin was hospitalized on New Year's Day following what the Pentagon said were complications from an elective procedure. But it wasn't disclosed that he was in the hospital until Thursday.
Austin's hospitalization comes at a time of heightened tensions in the Middle East. And on Thursday, the Biden administration launching a retaliatory strike in Baghdad, killing a militia leader who officials say was responsible for recent attacks on American troops. Senator Tom Cotton speaking out against the lack of transparency, saying there should be, quote, consequences for this shocking breakdown.
ABC's Heike Jachi. A remarkable discovery in North Dakota as coal miners have uncovered a mammoth tusk buried there for thousands of years. Experts estimate the tusk is between 10,000 and 100,000 years old, and they say it was lucky that it wasn't damaged given that the heavy equipment that was being used at the time. I'm Mark Remillard, ABC News.
It's fully leaded education talk.
Hard facts with a humorous twist.
Check out Busted Pencils, Tuesdays at 7 on the Talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW, and on the Civic Media app.
America is kept safe because the Army National Guard responds, protects, and supports our nation when it needs them most. The Army National Guard responds to disasters such as wildfires and floods. They protect us with missile defense, cybersecurity, and civilian support teams for chemical, biological, and radiological hazards. Be there for your community and your country. Visit NationalGuard.com to learn more about part-time service. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
For Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Voting is not only good for democracy, one of the nation's biggest medical associations says it's also good for your health. Catherine Carley explains.
The American College of Physicians says voting empowers people to engage with their community, while ballot initiatives and elected officials determine just how well the healthcare system works. So ACP President Omar Atik says voters ultimately determine people's access to healthcare services and physicians' ability to treat them.
If there is more voter participation, there will be better healthcare policies and therefore better healthcare.
Atik says research shows states with fewer barriers to voting have better health outcomes than states with restrictive voting laws or gerrymandered maps. The ACP is encouraging all healthcare professionals and medical students to engage patients in nonpartisan healthcare-related conversations about voting as a way to increase health equity. Atik says even posting voter registration information in patient waiting rooms is a good place to start.
We are looking at talking to patients about the importance of their voice in making sure that the national resources are allocated to where we have optimal health for everyone.
Atik says despite being one of the richest and most technically advanced nations in the world, the U.S. ranks lowest in life expectancy for both men and women among comparable countries. He says physicians have a responsibility to help their patients when they need it, and talking about voting on issues that improve health care is part of that help. I'm Catherine Carley. Support for this reporting was provided by the Carnegie Corporation of New York. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.
You're listening to Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Some early morning fog and the possibility of a couple of flurries. Otherwise, we will see plenty of clouds. Highs of the afternoon topping out in the mid-30s. Tonight, the clouds stick around mid-20s by Monday morning. Clouds in mid-30s again Monday afternoon with snow chances late Monday night. It's 33 at our studios.
Your home for the Devil's Advocates. Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6. The Talk of Green Bay. 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW.
Hey folks, welcome to the Cripescast. I'm your host, Charlie Behrens, and we are powered by Everlight Solar. Here's today's episode. Hey everybody, welcome to the Cripescast. My guests today are Packers legends, Green Bay Packers legends, Gilbert Brown and Leroy Butler, Leroy Butler, Roy Lee, whatever you call him. He is on the podcast today with his good buddy, Gilbert. We got to talk about the Packers Super Bowl team, the new Reggie White 30 for 30 that came out, some holiday stuff, some really the most interesting things that those guys were riffing on is their time in the locker room together and what it was like inside the Green Bay Packers locker room. They were locker buddies back in the day. And so it was just an honor to have them up here in the studio, Colleen. I mean, these are guys that I pretend to be Leroy on the playground. I had a Gilbert Brown jersey, you know. I don't know.
All your childhood dreams come true.
We're talking about Reggie White, and that's my Packers locker, and I got Reggie White's number on it. So
that's sweet. That's full circle.
It is a full circle situation.
But then Leroy came over for Christmas.
Yeah, Leroy came to my folks Christmas Eve watch a game, and actually on New Year's Eve he was over at my place watching the game.
Oh, fun.
Yeah.
Shoot, I missed him.
Anytime he watches a game, he is just parked at the edge of the seat the entire time.
Yeah.
I mean, he watches it like a kid playing a video game.
Yeah.
You know? And it's great to watch. Also, we've got a big year of shows coming up. Gonna be in Munnahall, Pennsylvania on the 19th. Gonna be in Fargo this next weekend.
Fargo, Bismarck, Grand Forks, you're doing that. And then 2 weeks later you're gonna be in Illinois doing a little run of shows. I think you're doing Bloomington, Joliet and Rockford, and then an Iowa show, and then you're going to be in Minnesota for a stretch. So there's a lot of shows coming up. Check it out at charliebarons.com or cripescast.com and click on tour. It's all there. And there's like, if shows sell out quick, there is a good chance sometimes that we will add more. So just like, if you miss a show, be on the lookout, be ready.
Yeah, they'll sneak back in there.
Be alert.
Yeah. Thank you, Colleen, for giving everyone the DL on that. And I think we were chit-chatting for like an hour and a half. So
we don't need to chit-chat. You and I don't need to chit-chat that
well,
much.
No. I mean, I hope you had a great New Year's. What was your resolution?
We already did this.
Oh, well.
Anyway. My
did
resolution
we already do
is
this?
My. Yeah, we did.
What did we say?
I said more books. I have a book.
Oh, that's
goal.
Right. Yeah. We had a whole conversation about this.
Your resolution
was to listen more. And anyway,
have a better memory.
Anyway, folks, well, hope you're all having a wonderful 2024. And I hope you enjoy this podcast with my buddies, Gilbert Brown and Leroy Butler.
Thank you. Thanks for coming.
Like the hat.
I just put it on.
Yeah.
I was wearing the wrong hat.
Fire.
Yeah. Do you guys both still have yours?
I got a couple of them.
The guy just gave me some after signing we did.
He did? That's very nice.
Gave me a whole box of them.
A whole box of Super Bowl 31 hats?
Yeah.
That's why I love Packer fans.
Dang. Are they mint condition?
Yeah, still got the tags on them.
Really?
Oh, I like to have one of those instead of a shovel.
Yeah, I mean, well, he's not giving you a shovel, and you see how he just dodged that question right there?
Like he just... Yeah, he did. When we first won the Super Bowl, it's a lot going on.
Yeah.
So the first time you see hats, shirts, is when you win. Mm-hmm. And Packer fans were like, why is it purple? Because we're used to everything being green and gold.
Yeah.
The program wasn't green and gold. So people weren't like into it. But then they said, no, it's because you're in New Orleans and we want to bring the culture of being down south. That's why it's purple and the
Mardi Gras.
Yeah, it's colors. That's the long way of getting around to
it. Yeah.
Well, I don't drink, so I don't know about Mardi Gras.
Oh, yeah, so you don't drink, but you have heard of this thing called Mardi Gras.
I just go for the parties.
You just go for...
Wait, my wife is listening.
Yeah?
I just go to say hi to fans.
Say hi to fans.
Yes.
And then not throw any beads.
What are beads?
Give
her what are beads?
I don't know either. It's a family show.
It is a family show.
I always wanted to ask him why... The fascination with leap vodka you don't drink.
Good question.
That is a good question.
How are you doing the interview?
Well, I'm just here moderating. Honestly, if you guys just ask yourselves questions this whole time, fans are gonna love it.
Nah, this because I know some of the stuff he's gonna ask and I can't reveal.
I just wanna say something to both of you before we really get going into this.
Yeah.
I called both of you, well, Gilbert, I called you. And the reason I called you asking if you had anything you wanted me to bring up to our good friend Roy Lee here.
He know that.
Is because he called me a few nights before and gave me a bunch of stuff on you to ask you.
All good stuff.
So he just went to town on it. And then Gilbert said, you know what? I'm not going to do that to my buddy. So that should show the dynamic of this relationship.
See that?
You go out of your way to call me to give me some dirt on Gilbert.
See that?
Yet in reverse, it just doesn't happen.
Well, you got me there, but we'll edit that out because I know Dante first of all.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Our relationship is kind of like doing the Lee Bach in a way. Because when I got a phone call in the pandemic, it was with Chad Greenway, who plays for Minnesota.
Uh-huh.
Minnesota's a trigger for obvious reasons. Well, he'll give it a talk to you about that. But Minnesota, he's played for Minnesota. He said, well, you want to do alcohol? I said, I don't drink. I said, there's enough people that drink in Wisconsin. They don't need another one.
Right.
But the fascination, you don't need another drunk. I mean, that's, but the fascination was tailgating.
Yeah.
When I go to the stadium, when Gilbert comes to the stadium, yes, Gilbert Brown. Because he has 230,000 cars and trucks. He has a car lot. But people know us, and I coming from Florida State, I was fascinated. Why do people drink outside and eat brats? So I wanted to do my own alcohol and my own brats. So that's kind of the whole thing about other people.
So that's the story. Is you are doing a public service for Wisconsin by having your vodka present in the Bloody Marys and your brats present also in some Bloody Marys. You ever have a virgin Bloody Mary?
I have had a virgin, but it wasn't drink. You set me up for that.
I did.
I mean, I can't use that.
I knew when it came out of my mouth, I was already waiting for it.
Yeah, just put my voice on Gilbert's.
Mm-mm. With AI these days, we can do all of it.
Oh no, I had drinks like a sunrise. Is that like cranberry and orange?
Yeah, tequila juice? Sunrise minus the tequila.
Yeah, I've had that.
Mm-hmm.
Shirley Temple.
Shirley Temple.
Mm-hmm.
But that was like 7-Up or Sprite. I hate 7-Up. Sprite's fire.
Sprite is.
I've had that, but not. I think me and Reggie was the only two that didn't drink.
Right. Eugene.
Yeah, Eugene.
You and Reggie, the only that didn't drink out of the team. Gilbert, you drank?
A little bit. Just moderation.
He's never like...
You're not
the spot. Who was the big party animal on the Super Bowl?
Santana.
Naming names. And you just named one. Yeah. You looked like you were going to list a lot of names and you just threw Santana under the bus.
You just stopped with him.
Yeah, I got to throw him under the bus every chance I get.
What would you guys do like to go celebrate in Green Bay? Where would you go? Was there a spot?
For me, it depends on the day. If it was Thursday night, I ain't going nowhere because Friday is weigh-in. But all the boys used to go to the bar on Thursday night.
Yeah.
They would just torture me.
Yeah. Which bar?
It's called The Bar.
The Bar. Oh, The Bar.
Yeah, I used to play volleyball out back.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, do you guys all play volleyball?
No.
None of you. Oh, the girls.
People. The like people. Fans.
The kids, the people.
The kids.
Yeah. It was nice.
The few chances. The only chance I could go was if it was a Monday night game.
Oh, okay.
So then the day would be pushed to Saturday weigh-in.
It was
torture.
Yeah, with the weigh-ins now, you had to be under a certain weight.
Whatever Mike Holmgren wanted us to be.
And what if you weren't?
It was 50 pounds.
No,
it was $50 per day, per pound, for the whole week.
Oh, dang.
No way of getting out of it until next Friday.
Really?
So if you was 10 pounds overweight, do the math.
Yeah.
$500 per pound.
It used to be gotten
per day until next Friday.
Dang.
So that's why I was in there Thursday night, sweating to the oldies.
Sweating to the oldies?
Sweating to the oldies. And it was comical because we had a sweat box, you know.
Yeah. A sauna.
A sauna.
We call it a sweat box.
The sweat box.
Because you're sweating and make you weak.
Paul Hutch going to kill me on this, but we were sitting in there, and me and Earl Dotson were sitting in there, two of the normal fat guys sitting in there, sweating to the oldies.
Love Earl.
And Paul Hutchins walks in. I don't know if anybody ever remember Big Paul.
Big Hutch. Yeah.
Big Hutch rolled in a bike, some cowboy boots, and a jock.
Facts.
All oiled down.
Have you ever seen a 400-pound guy in a jock strap?
Me and Earl looked at each other and said, it's time to go. First of all, we don't want to see that. Second of all, he don't fall out. Run. It's like that video, run.
Wait, yeah, run.
Run.
He brought a bike in there? What was the point of the cowboy boots?
That we still haven't figured out to this day. And the jock strap, too. I'm like, dude, put some shorts on.
Put some shorts on, man.
Oh, man.
I think he just wanted the alone time in the sweat box, and that was
it. He got it.
Both of you have iconic celebrations. The most iconic celebrations in Packers history. I can't really think of two more iconic ones than the Lambeau Leap and the Grave Digger. Some folks have seen the other podcasts. They know where it came from. But I just want both of you, if you can tell the origin story of both your celebrations.
You go first. When I first saw Gilbert do the Grave Digger, because he is into wrestling. I never liked wrestling.
Me and Reggie.
But Reggie and Gilbert brought me into that space. And they were actually, what show were you guys on? They were actually at a...
He wrestled when Steve McMichael was in the Four Horsemen.
Yes.
WCW.
Yes.
Big Dog and him wrestling. I was a Big Dog corner guy.
Yes. You got to dig that up.
So, wait, what did he do on it?
They were invited to be a part of it.
It was like a slamboree or something.
Oh, yeah.
We're going to look it up.
Yeah.
Gilbert's on there with Big Dog in the ring, and Gilbert was like the corner man.
Oh.
Like, cut me, Mick. Cut me. A picture of Mick cutting Rocky and putting Gilbert in there with Big Dog. But it was
awesome.
So the grave digger, would you even come? This is breaking. I've never heard him tell a story.
Well, I remember in our last one, it started in Kansas, didn't
it? Yeah, it started in Kansas.
Which he's up in the Ring of Honor.
Nice.
Yeah. He's too modest, man. He got a lot going on.
Yeah, I know.
I'm gonna say this though. I can remember if it was like a story to anything. I can remember when Lee Ray first did in that book. I was out there. We was playing the Raiders, and I was on the sideline, and it was so cold. If you spit, it turned into ice as it left your mouth.
Oh my goodness!
So I'm like, oh my god!
It's like -20 at the
wind. And I don't think I was playing that game, so I was still a young guy, you know, just sitting out there. And I'm like, please hurry up and get this over with. And the Raiders was like, please hurry up.
They played like it too.
So, and to watch that unfold right before your eyes and to see the mechanics of Big Dog, I mean, I can still see it to this day.
Yeah.
The guy grabbed Big Dog, pulled him out, and Big Dog
Steve
had the...
Steve Wisniewski.
Well, how you say it? Wherewithal to give.
That's good. Yeah.
But then you can hear Leroy, Big Dog, Big Dog. Give him the ball. So you know he's going to give him the ball. So he give him the ball. But people don't understand what I saw. He ran through. I said, okay, he scored. Now, where's he going? He can't do that. He jumped the step. Oh, let him go. Let everybody start running to let him go. But then you see the fans. And you see what it did. And you can see everybody focused on that moment. I mean, everybody's head was turned. I don't know why I had to wear to look at the fans and everybody's head turned.
The reaction.
Right there. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It was crazy.
What was it? Were you surprised seeing, you know, your locker mate do this at this point?
I wanted to say, what are you doing, fool?
Yeah.
Come back smelling like beer. You're frozen. Everybody was feeling everything over on you. But, hey, you know, it was, you knew right then and there, that was an iconic moment.
Yeah.
In Lambeau history. I mean, it's the small things that I tell everybody. I can remember the tunnel was on the other side.
Yeah, it was like the Matrix. They turned the stadium around the other way.
I'm just like a kid in the candy store, right?
Yeah.
When Reggie used to walk down that hallway.
Oh, boy.
And then, I don't know why, I used to watch this dummy right here walk down the hallway. It gave me goosebumps. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Because, and it energized me to be like, I want to be like that. I want to start. Yeah. I want to play. It's contagious to the people that really love the game. You understand what I'm saying? If you understand what I'm saying,
I
it's in your DNA to like I tell everybody. In the summertime, I'm outside cutting grass. I'm sweating because it's in my DNA. My body is supposed to be doing something else. It says sitting here eating a chicken leg, cutting grass. You know what I'm saying?
This man loves chicken.
Yeah. I don't think that's what he said.
Frank's red hot too. It's a plug, Franks.
Them red hots, they're too hot, though.
Yeah.
I don't like hot.
But to come back to the focus, iconic, what I saw. And you knew it was going to stick because, I understand Robert did it, jumping the stands. It ain't nothing like me, he did. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? It's like when I see the young kids doing the grave digger now, I see TJ Stelton, I see all these guys. And his is pretty good when he took the shovel off his back. And I said, But there's nothing iconic for if Leroy do it or if I do it.
Did you ever want to do it?
Yeah, I ain't doing it.
No.
My leg. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Y'all be smelling Bengay for real.
Or Leonard, man.
Or that IT band. What's that, the IT band?
Well, that, it's cool hearing your reaction the first time.
Yeah.
Now, what was your reaction?
I was, because everybody said that Gilbert doesn't show a lot of emotion, he's not a rah-rah guy. So I was like, the fans go nuts when he do the Gary thing. I don't think you understand. We used to move back. He's going to do it. Because they were introduce Reggie last, because you're Reggie. You can't hear it because they're still yelling about the grave digger.
Yeah.
And then he got cute with it. His leg was getting higher, higher. Next thing you know, he get a stack or a tackle. And if he don't do it, they'll boo.
Oh, yeah, they got mad.
What they're looking for? They're up, waiting.
Like, that one wasn't good enough.
And then he had the mask on.
The mask added a whole new dynamic.
Darth Vader.
Can't find a shovel nowhere. They got,
Did I said, you do that on the field?
I was breathing like that for real. I'm pretty much real. Oh my God. I do like to say this, you know, you have different iconic moments, and I know Leroy got one. I mean, personally, and I can remember, you know, because Fritz used to call us three oaks and a stump, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yep. I'm a stump, right? So I can remember certain things, and I know Leroy probably got one, but when it's iconic, it's kind of like you against somebody iconic. You know what I'm saying?
Where the fans own the team. This is the Talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW.
From ABC News, I'm Mark Remillard. ABC News learning more about former President Trump's apparent lack of response as his supporters stormed the U.S. Capitol on January 6, 3 years ago. Sources telling ABC News about testimony from former White House aide Nick Luna, who told investigators that when Trump was informed that his vice president, Mike Pence, had to be evacuated from the Capitol, Trump replied, quote, "So what?" Questions remain about what caused part of an Alaska Airlines plane to break open mid-flight on Friday.
This airplane was only 2 months old, so probably not a materiel failure, probably something on the shop floor when the airplane was being put together. Did somebody do something improperly? Was there improper supervision?
ABC News aviation consultant Steve Ganyard, the plane nevertheless landed safely. The U.S. southern border seeing a drop in illegal crossings coming a little more than a week after Biden administration officials met with Mexico to increase cooperation. This is ABC News.
The Badgers win. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Men's college basketball, the Wisconsin Badgers pace themselves to an 88-72 win over Nebraska at the Kohl Center. Tyler Wall with 17 points for Wisconsin. Head coach Greg Gard says he was proud how the Badgers played the Cornhuskers on defense.
I thought we did a lot of good things. You know, and they hit some tough shots, and they hit 12 threes, you know, and I thought some of them, you know, they're a team that scored a lot of points, too. And the biggest thing with them was trying to minimize the attempts. I want them not to be able to get them off.
They'll take on Ohio State on Wednesday. Another loss on the road for number 7th ranked Marquette. They lost at Seton Hall 78-75. The Golden Eagles host Butler Wednesday night. UWM with a win over Detroit Mercy 84-61. NBA, the Bucks lose again, this time to the Houston Rockets 112-108. Giannis Antetokounmpo with 48 points, but a bad night for Damian Lillard, who had just 18. Milwaukee heading home now after this road trip. They host the Utah Jazz Monday. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Some early morning fog and the possibility of a couple of flurries. Otherwise, we will see plenty of clouds. Highs of the afternoon topping out in the mid-30s. Tonight, the clouds stick around mid-20s by Monday morning. Clouds in mid-30s again Monday afternoon with snow chances late Monday night. It's 33 at our studios.
America is kept safe because the Army National Guard responds, protects, and supports our nation when it needs them most. The Army National Guard responds to disasters such as wildfires and floods. They protect us with missile defense, cybersecurity, and civilian support teams for chemical, biological, and radiological hazards. Be there for your community and your country. Visit NationalGuard.com to learn more about part-time service. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
One in four Americans today are living with a disability. I'm one of them. People with disabilities are extremely talented, resilient problem solvers that have so much to offer. And we've got a trusted ally on our side, an organization we can rely on, Easter Seals. Easter Seals is leading the way to full equity, inclusion, and access to healthcare, employment, and education for people with disabilities, families, and communities. That's my Easter Seals. Make it yours.
Learn more and get involved at EasterSeals.com.
America is kept safe because the Army National Guard responds, protects, and supports our nation when it needs them most. The Army National Guard responds to disasters such as wildfires and floods. They protect us with missile defense, cybersecurity, and civilian support teams for chemical, biological, and radiological hazards. Be there for your community and your country. Visit NationalGuard.com to learn more about part-time service. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
Radio keeps your community informed, entertained, and connected. It's what we're all about at the Civic Media Network of local radio stations.
We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin.
This includes a commitment to news.
Now we want to invite you to join Civic Media's exclusive Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News. It's a place to share your community's news and chat with others from across the state about it.
Join the Facebook group Wisconsin Breaking News today. It's the perfect companion to your local Civic Media radio station. From I-43 to I-41, this is the Talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW.
Hey folks, I'm Charlie Behrens. You are listening to the Cripescast, and this is my conversation with Gilbert Brown and Leroy Butler.
Yeah, we're trying to get Fred Sherman, my defensive coordinator, to do the Gravedigger one time, give it an awesome game. He said, no, I'm not going to do it because somewhere later in life, it'll show up on a video somewhere. I said, he's smart.
Definitely would have.
Yes. It's probably one of the best celebrations and the biggest for fans to get there early to see him do the Gravedigger. And I was saying earlier, that's why there's he sells more shovels than Menards and Home Depot combined. And I'm trying to get him a shovel deal with one of those two brands.
Yeah.
So y'all need to hit us up. Do you know how much money y'all missing out on? I'm dead serious. Small ones, big ones. My neighbor got one Gilbert signed for him, I think maybe 10 years ago, because Gilbert's charity, the Gilbert Brown Foundation, helps over 250 charities in the state of Wisconsin, all everywhere. And when you see people auctioning off a shovel for a couple thousand dollars that they can go buy somewhere for like $80, but it's not signed. Mm-hmm. And that's the branding of the original question, the two celebrations. Because doing something for 30 years is amazing, but it's also amazing for two things. Reggie White's in it. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's the connection.
It's a part of it.
And then you got the fans.
We all are part of it.
Absolutely.
We all are part of it. Just because it happened.
It started for us to kind of take off. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, that was pretty exciting.
That's cool. Yeah. That's awesome. I want to give you guys just a few fan questions.
Leroy.
Yeah. Actually, one of them is Leroy. Roy Lee.
Semantics.
Yeah. A lot of different ways to pronounce your name. One of the questions.
Frenchie. Two can be Leroy.
One of the questions. Hang on, let me pull up the question. But it is about your name, and it is from Khadija. And she says, I know I got it. Okay, yeah. What is the story of your name, the proper way to pronounce it, if there is one, and why do so many people call you so many different things? And I don't know what she means by that.
I do. Dummy, Lamont.
We love
if you're in
Sanders.
Detroit, Leroy. You're in Wisconsin, it's Leroy. Which Roy is it, dummy?
See, here's the thing. It's Leroy Butler, but my mom cared about it way more than I did. Because nobody in my family is calling me Leroy Butler.
because it's Leroy. Mm-hmm. Like that song, Bad, Bad Leroy Brown.
Like my brother.
It's not Bad, like Bad Leroy Brown. No. Mm-hmm. But I never correct people. I never even cared about it. But it's probably more people call me Leroy than Leroy.
I always called you Leroy. And then we had that one podcast where you said your mom called and corrected John Madden.
Yes.
And so I was like, I'm going to call you Leroy from now on.
She said, y'all saying my baby name wrong.
But I really like calling you Roy Lee the most. But I feel like that's a locker room privilege to call you that. What'd you say?
I said, no one has a problem saying Gilbert. It's country. It's country.
Gilbert.
But I say, now when I get across the seas, I'm Gilberto.
Gilberto.
Around him.
Okay, Gilbert. I didn't know that.
And you go to France, it's
Gilberto.
Gilberto.
No, we leaning on like we.
Yeah, but that's, what's her name, Khadija? No.
Khadija.
Khadija, that's really, you could say Leroy, Leroy. Dion gave me the name Oily. Oily. Like O-Y-Y-L-E-E. Mm-hmm. And then my uncles called me Roy Lee. Mm-hmm. And then, so she's right, I do have a lot of names. Mm-hmm. And then for now, I think the last 5 years, the Gen Z and the millennial, they just call me Leap.
Leap. Oh, there you go.
What's up, Leap? Like little kids, like ninth grade. I'm glad you know that. Well, my dad says, you the Leap, level Leap. So we just call you Leap. Because we don't get your name wrong if we say Leroy Leroy. So, in other words, it don't really matter.
It doesn't matter.
Yeah, it's all good.
Call you whatever.
But Gilbert nickname, real quick, since my name.
Oh, yeah.
Chili.
Chili.
So how did you get that nickname?
Because I'm doing what I'm doing. Chili.
Oh, so who gave it? Them
dummies in the locker room. Them dummies. Santana? No, Reggie gave me Grave Digger.
Reggie gave. Oh,
the
Reggie.
The rest of them gave me Chili.
That's breaking news.
I was chilling.
So Reggie gave you the Grave Digger. Mm-hmm. I didn't know that.
Wow. Because.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, so you were doing the thing, and then he put the name to it.
Mm-hmm. Very nice.
Ah, that's pretty cool.
Oh, that is cool. I never knew that.
I didn't know that either. What did Reggie say the first time you did the celebration dance?
I actually went up to him and said, Big Dog, I ain't like I was trying to show off or anything. It was just like, it just came out. You know what I'm saying?
It's like a kid explaining to the parent.
Because you know, I can remember Big Dog used to say, hey, now you know when the big man put the videotape in and he watched that videotape, what you think he gonna say? I was like, God, dog, I hope he. I'm talking about last night. Videotape ain't too good, babe. But it filter over, and you know, me explaining things, it's kind of like I felt bad because Friday morning, the only guys, because we had a huddle, the only guys sober in that huddle was me, Leroy, and Big Dog. Everybody else was drunk as a skunk, and you could just, Big Dog be like, hey, Fritz, we don't need to do this huddle no more.
Yeah. No more huddle.
He's
no
gonna get huddle. Contact. Get drunk.
Oh, God. And then everybody sitting there explaining why the huddle smelled like that. You know what I'm saying? So it's kind of like it all boils down to everything started and ended with Big Dog.
Yeah. What did he say about like other people drinking or doing this, that, or
you know
the
what?
Other
he
thing?
Didn't judge nobody. Mm-hmm.
No,
he didn't judge nobody. He never pushed the Bible on nobody.
No.
You know?
No.
He just tell you better get right, you know, and like I dislike flying to this day, but I sit by Reggie when we was flying.
You remember that?
Yeah, I just love just like
it. Where were we coming from, Dallas or San Francisco?
It was a long
one. We flew through some turbulence, okay? Mm-hmm. It was rough.
Oh, my God.
And Big Dog made everybody feel at ease. He was being funny. And he wanted the anxiety of the bumps was he got up and he said something to the fact, y'all want to get your life right, you better come sit up by me.
And guys got up.
All the heathens get up and I'm going to go with my Reggie. Because Reggie's sitting on the black box, okay? He's not going to get hurt. This guy's child. But Reggie's brilliant as just taking the negatives and flipping it around to say, you know, how can I get all these guys to forget about this? And it was amazing. And I'm dead serious. After Reggie told that joke and experienced that, it smoothed out.
Yeah.
It's a true story. Smoothed out. And it's just, that's how big he was and what he meant to us. And we miss him every single day. So two things can be true. You can be saved and still have a beer. Have fun. Or go have fun. Just don't hurt yourself or nobody else. Mm-hmm. And you don't necessarily have to go to church every Sunday to be get your life right with God. Mm-hmm. I mean, you could be, and that's what he wanted to bring. And that's why I amplified that message. Mm-hmm. Because he would, one time, maybe a couple days, he went to the bar, like all the guys. I said, Reggie, you got to let the guys know that you're one of them. So he came there, and the guy saw him. It changed the dynamic of the team. Because most guys, if a guy was smoking, so Reggie, oh, that's Reggie. Oh, he's drinking a beer. Oh, hide it. Like if your parents walk in.
Yeah.
Unless if you're from Wisconsin and get drunk with your parents.
That's another story.
But you yourself, be yourself. And if you want it, I'm here for you. Mm. That's why we love Reggie.
Now, John's question was, what's your favorite Reggie White story? That plain one might be yours.
Oh, boy.
You guys have another one? Another favorite?
Another favorite. I got one when I told him what his weakness was.
What's that?
Reggie has a weakness.
Yeah.
And I knew what it was. And it was so funny. It's things that make guys weak that what you got their full attention. I mean, it was almost as if, like, King Kong was all upset, but we saw the young lady calm down. And he's very vulnerable. So I said, big dog, I know your weakness. I've been studying you. And number one was the breast of a chicken. Fried chicken breast. He can eat 50 of them. No other part. He'll throw the legs, the wings, the thighs away. So if you want to get Reggie, get him some breast. Fried, don't bake it. And miniature sausages. Those miniature sausages. Those little sausage length, the small ones,
yeah.
He get like 9 of them and just mix them up and just bite it like a popsicle. And the last thing, the most important thing, his weakness is a hard count from the quarterback. Reggie would jump, and when he tried to get back, he'd pull a hamstring. So he hated hard counts. He hated, we laughed so hard. He was laughing uncontrollably for 20 minutes. Because those are three things that is weakness. And that's why he loved George Koontz. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. We would laugh at ourselves so no one can use it against you.
Yeah.
That if he brought in a box of chicken, don't nobody touch the breast. Mm-hmm. And he'd walk away. He'd come back, never breast. It was funny because nobody, this big dog. So those are stories I think about every day.
We can't never get those days back.
Nope. Mm-hmm. You know, and you just laugh. Just
memories.
Yeah.
You know, you know, you just sitting there one day laying in the bed or something and something stupid that happened in life. You just start laughing.
Yeah.
Man. It's like, that's.
That guy was awesome, man.
Special places, man. Special places.
What would you say your favorite memory with him was?
You know, it's the things that, you know, if it was in a meeting room or if we out on the field, just to see him joke and laugh. Like, it was some of the best things. Like, we used to have a guy named Jermaine Smith. He used to be in the locker room. Him and Big Dog used to go back and forth in the meeting room, you know. And the things they would say would just be outrageous. But you could tell Big Dog had fun that day, you know. And that's what it's all about, you know. I have nobody talking nasty stuff and stupid stuff. It's just good old comedy fun. Mm-hmm. And you can see him walking out the door with his jacket on, smiling. And I'm just like, see there, we're better than Philly. Mm. We're better than Philly. He like us better than Philly.
Yeah, you made the right choice.
He like us better than Philly.
Look at his watch, dude.
Yeah, that's for rich folks. When you broke like me, you don't have a watch. You get your time off your phone.
Oh, you get your time off your phone.
Yeah.
This is a weapon, dude.
Now, Charlie.
Invicta.
This is what brothers do. Here you go.
You ain't getting it back.
You can have it.
Yeah.
Really?
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
You giving him that watch? Yeah.
That's what brothers do.
Sid, are you?
Can we be brothers? You and me?
I just want to see him wear a watch. Yeah. He don't never wear a watch.
I wear this one.
Look at that. How does that feel? Yeah.
It's heavy.
It is heavy.
They work out.
Yeah, you're gonna like have a strong left bicep.
Can we do this podcast all over again with me with the watch?
Yeah, let's do it.
No, no, me. On would I be sure?
Yeah, we love Press Sanford. How would I be sure?
Look at that. I don't think he's gonna take that off. I think he got to tighten it a little bit.
No, he's gonna have it.
You're gonna give that to him?
Yeah. I said we ain't getting it back.
Wow. That's
I tell his mom he gave me something.
Really nice. I'm going to move that right there.
Yeah, look at that, man. That's even got the right time on it.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Anybody want to buy a watch? Oh, my bad. It slipped.
Wait till he's gone, you know?
Call me. Make a deal. But thank you very much.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah. So.
Dang. Wow.
Man. No wonder he was on time.
I told him I was going to get him a watch.
Did
yeah,
you?
He did say,
and you gave that to him. That's for real. There's not gonna be no take backs of that.
That's a brand. That's probably that'll be the second time I ever wore that watch.
Really?
I just got it the other day.
Can you sign it?
Oh no.
Well, thank you so much.
That's cool. Yeah. Wow.
Christmas came early.
I did come early. Dang. I'm gonna let you know if the next time I see him if he's wearing that watch or not.
Yeah. Oh yeah. That'll be the last time he wear it. I ain't never seen Leroy wear a watch.
Yeah.
I'm wearing one now.
And now he's got it.
Yeah.
Now he's got it. That's
always
got to
have rich friends. Yeah.
Hey, speaking of things, cool things that you got. I think I was Jared who wanted to know, are you ever selling any of your vans?
That's a good one.
Mm-hmm.
No.
How many cars and vans and trucks you got?
You know what's crazy is I have and a lot of people, I don't know if anybody really, you know, I did a, the opening in Lambeau Field.
Yeah.
Where, you know, Charles Wilson usually does it. So this year we was going back and forth. I would be 1 week, Charles Wilson would be another week. And
he got a hype video to build
Jumbotron. And mine's is up with my cars.
Is it?
In my garage. Yeah.
That's cool. Saying?
So. It was it's pretty awesome.
Which do you have now? For those of you who don't know, you redo a lot of cars. Like you got a van. Mm-hmm. Your dad used to work over at Chrysler, right? Mm-hmm. So you got some of those old school vans, and you mm-hmm. deck them out with your big Marvel DC guys. Mm-hmm. So you got like mm-hmm. one has chandeliers in it, mm-hmm. right? What's your favorite car right now?
I don't have.
You gotta pick one. You know.
It's like picking a kid.
What's a cool recent one that you may have gotten?
I like the one, the Incredible Hulk.
I have Santana just bought a Scat Pack. If you know what that is,
it's
a Challenger Scat Pack.
And I have
a Hellcat.
Yeah.
So
I see where this is going.
His is a wide body, and mine's is. Not a wide body. So he just turns the knife in me. Oh, look at yours. Yours looks skinny.
Which one is faster? Fat.
Well, mine's is faster. If anybody knows Scat Pat, I wave at it every time I pass. On looks right now, he has me because it's the wide body. It's the desirable. It's kind of like he wearing baggy pants and I'm wearing skinny jeans. It just don't work.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So, you know, but. That car, now we're in competition, you know, so I gotta, even though I'm faster, I gotta catch up look wise with him. So I'm doing different things to my car right now. So next time you see it, he's gonna bow down.
And how many do you have, by the way?
25.
25.
Seems like
and none are for sale. Yeah. No, good for you. They shouldn't be. New Year's resolutions is the last question. What do you guys got? 2024, new year, new you. What's your resolution?
I don't really.
You don't?
I stopped doing them because I would break them on the second.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because everybody always say they want to lose weight. They're going to change their diet. Stop it. They're not going to do that.
Yeah.
But it's a few things I would want to do because that's leap year. So that's. Kind of my February 29th is Leroy Butler Day leap.
Yeah,
day.
Yeah.
So I'm doing a
national holiday,
a huge event with the Radisson in Green Bay to talk about Leap Vodka and the Lambo Leap after 30 years, and so. But to me, is I can say it, but it never happens. I want to save more money, spend less.
There it is. Save more money, spend less, 2024.
But if my family can hear that.
Commercial. Yeah, it does. Sounds like a pick and save commercial.
Exactly. Yeah, facts. Yeah. So for me, praying it lasts more than a week. Save more, spend less.
Well, you already don't need to buy a watch this year.
Well, if I get in a pinch, though, if I won't buy a watch. Came from Gravedigger. Yeah.
Gilbert, what do you got?
Be nice to Santana.
No.
Please put that on there.
See, my New Year's revolution is resolution. Is I always tell myself, I ain't never met a chicken joint I don't pass.
You should come out with your own chicken, man.
I would go out of my way. If I'm going back home, I'm going to cut to the right and go to Chicago and give me some church's chicken, right?
Uh-huh.
I'll pass that. I can't pass.
Well, wait a minute. That's a debate. Who has the best chicken?
Oh, yeah.
And you said?
Oh, my first choice is Church's. My second is Popeye's.
Yeah,
Popeye's. Third is Bojangles.
Bojangles, fire.
Fourth is Mama's chicken.
Homemade.
Fifth is anybody else's chicken before KFC.
So KFC is original.
I can't do it.
You didn't even mention Chick-fil-A on it.
Chick-fil-A ain't got no bone in it, man.
I know. Yeah, I know. I've had many problems with Chick-fil-A chicken.
Yeah. Chick-fil-A chicken strips fire, though. They don't have a bone.
Is your mom okay putting you at number four on that list?
Yeah, she's okay.
She's okay with that
just because she know these are franchise. A lot of people don't even put them in five, you know, top five, you know. But yeah, I love me some chicken.
I feel like you gotta. So
I ain't lying. Me and Dorsey Levins and Armand Green have a discussion every other podcast about gas station chicken.
Oh,
Crunchy Crunch or Quickie, Quick Trip Chicken. Quick Trip Chicken, bar none, the best gas station chicken I've ever had in my life.
There's a drop.
Oh, that is a drop right there.
Best gas station chicken.
I thought you were going to say something else. We hitting that out.
Mm-mm. No, they're the best gas station chicken I ever had.
Yeah, that's a drop for you. Yeah.
I just love how, Gilbert, I asked you for your New Year's resolution. You started naming off your top 10 chicken places, which is pretty awesome.
Right?
Yeah.
It's amazing. It's amazing.
If you see my shirt and I ain't got no grease stains, I ain't had no chicken yet.
Now, what's your favorite part, though?
Chicken?
Yeah, because to me.
Did you hear what I said?
No.
Did you hear what I said?
Just
chicken.
No. One part has to be your favorite. Like, if they're out of it, you're upset. If somebody got the last one, you're upset.
I almost put my brother in the bread box for the last piece of chicken.
What was it? The thigh? Was it the dark meat, white meat, just as long as it, okay, well.
Chicken, eight pieces.
Because I have a favorite part.
All right.
What's your favorite part?
I like the legs.
I knew you like legs. I knew it.
You can eat more of that.
Thighs and breasts, but I like the legs. Okay.
I'm trying not to be creepy, but the legs, to me, you can eat more of the legs.
So you like dark meat. You don't like white meat.
Yeah, I like the dark meat.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we still talking about chicken? All right. So Reggie liked the breasts. You like the legs.
Yes. I like it all.
Likes it all.
Just bring
Rooted it. Rooted to the tutor. Gizzards. All of it.
Yeah. No, I mean. You
know what gizzards are?
Chicken? Oh, yeah. I know what gizzards are. Yeah.
Chicken livers?
Yeah.
I can't do chicken livers.
Have you ever tried
chicken feet?
No, I eat no chicken feet.
Chicken neck?
No.
Back?
Have you had chicken neck? No. When was the last time you had chicken neck?
Oh, yeah.
Hell, I'm going to do with a chicken back.
Turkey neck? Oh, my God.
Do you have chickens?
Do I have to? No.
No.
They wouldn't make it.
They wouldn't make it.
No, I wouldn't even
make
it.
You eat a chicken back? I can't get past that.
What?
Ain't no meat on his back.
Man, everything.
And you eat the chicken
we
feet?
Ate everything that a chicken can offer.
Except the beak.
If you can fry it, we eat it. You can fry it, we'll eat it. There's got to be some kind of meat in there somewhere.
Oh, my God. Yeah, I think.
Sometimes black people go too far.
And was that one of those instances?
Yeah, they eat everything. Some stuff you ain't supposed to eat that. Just throw it away, man.
No. So if you got the wing, so you got the, what do you call it?
What, the flat?
Which part?
You got what? The flat.
Yeah.
You got
I don't know what the other part's called.
And you got the hangy, the
flipper with like
thing.
Three pieces of hair sticking from it.
I love the flipper thing. I love the flipper thing.
There's no chicken in
that. Man, you know that
I cut that off.
You know, no, what?
I cut that part off.
Oh, no. You break it off and you just gnaw on it.
No. You're going to get gout, man.
No, that actually is nice. Yeah, because you're going to get some taste off that.
No, don't try to oblige the guest.
I'm not obliging. You keep this up, he's going to take that watch back.
Hey, I don't see how.
we messed up and didn't get to this. And last question.
Okay.
How is it that your mom cooked him his special plate, really special plate?
Mom started a riff with that.
Yeah, what happened?
Started, so because Leroy some of the guys were like, because they would come in and start grabbing stuff, and Mama would say, I put that specially over there for Leroy. Do not, don't even take the aluminum foil off of it.
You tell him.
So
Mom.
Then they'll walk past me, who the hell is Leroy? I'm like, hey, man, Mom, you got me in a rocking hard place here. Leroy come in here, and she give him the whole casserole dish.
Wow.
Yes, I'm everybody's favorite.
Yeah.
I mean, come on. She had my own mac and cheese. Mm-hmm. Then they got their stuff.
Mm-hmm.
That's y'all's over there.
Was the rest of the team there? Or was this just your family and
No, we used to take a bus.
The whole team.
Oh, yeah.
And Reggie didn't even get a special plate of chicken breast.
Mike Homer said one time, we're not going over your mama's house no
more.
Everybody looking sluggish. We're not going over your mama's house no more. Over. Over.
And was it? Was that the last time?
No.
No, you guys went back.
Well, you put the yams on top of the mac and cheese. I mixed them together on my plate.
Did your plate have your name on it?
Did I do what?
I said, did your plate have your name on it? You got your own dish. I figure you have your own.
That's a great idea.
Culturally. I can't even say that. You get it. Plate and stuff.
No, I didn't. No.
The aluminum foil over.
Oh. But having my own mac and cheese is great.
Yeah.
That's good.
But it's been a blast, man. Thank you for doing this for us.
Thank you, guys. Yeah. Really appreciate you. You stayed here long through thick and thin. Mm-hmm. And it's been great. Fun. You got a watch out of it.
Yes.
You know, you didn't. And
I got great times out of it.
Me
Memories.
Too.
Memories.
I had a great time. All right. Yeah, well, thank you guys so much for being anytime. On the Cripes Cast. We're going to have you sign the wall, do a picture, and we'll get you guys on to your...
Now, we're definitely going to do a part two maybe in the summer.
Yeah, let's make it a regular thing.
We have
summer.
Yeah,
this summer.
Hot up here in the summertime?
No, I knew you were going to ask that.
Oh, okay.
I've never seen that cooling unit.
What you call it? What is this? An attic?
Yeah, it's an attic.
No, I don't go in people's attic.
That was a movie.
if somebody go,
oh my god,
and you hear that again, I'm going out there.
Black that people scared of everything.
I'm gonna hit you with the R. Kelly. I believe I can fly.
Oh my god. I'm glad we're not rolling.
No, this is
why
still
are you
rolling.
So scared? That's nothing. That's wind.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's just wind. I promise.
Charlie's up here. He'll protect him. He can shoot.
You know how they say it's who go first?
Well, you know the black guy gonna get killed first, so you probably
gonna go first.
Me and like
you're darker than everybody, so you first.
Yeah, you might be right. Yeah, I'll probably be the first one.
Have you seen that movie? Have y'all seen that movie with all the black people? What was the name of that movie?
With
No. It's a horror.
From the home of the frozen tundra, Green Bay's choice for news talk, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW. Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Hi, I'm Pete Schwabe, an actor, writer, director, and comedian. Join me for my new show, Nightlight, here on the Civic Media Radio Network. We'll chill after a long day in traffic, talking politics, or trying to look busy at work. We'll talk movies, TV, theater, music, and lots of fun Wisconsin stuff. So mix an old fashioned and join the discussion. We'll go from Wisconsin to Hollywood and back, and you can still be in bed by 10. It's Nightlight with Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 8 to 10 on the Talk of Green Bay, 97.9 FM, WGBW.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW 1590 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Mark Remillard.